and how good and pleasant it is when brothers and sisters with totally different backgrounds and totally different lives, totally different ages, and totally different positions in life can gather together and they can celebrate in God's house. And they can say to one another, no matter what comes, I'm going to spend eternity with you. And the strife and the trials that come between you and others in God's house, think how inconsequential that is to what God has done. He's poured out that precious anointing and made you his own. He has given you the waters that spring up and give you eternal life in Christ. And Jesus, our living high priest, tells you, if you forgive anyone, they are forgiven. Give them the waters of life. Pour out my gospel. Join at my table in my house. And how good and pleasant it really is when God's people live together, work together, worship together, and they can say, we are one. For there, not by us, but there, the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore.
This message is from Rock of Ages Evangelical Lutheran Church, Payson, Arizona. June 1st, 2025. Psalm 133.
When I first moved with my family to Payson, going on about 8 years now, our family moved from a house that had 5 bedrooms with 6 brothers and a sister to a house with 2 bedrooms. But actually, the kids loved it. They delighted in the fact that we put up something like 2 or 3 bunk beds. They played paper, rock, scissors for who got the top bunk. Every night was a celebration of a sleepover, campover with your buddies and your brothers and sister. Of course, I wonder if we had stayed there more than a couple months as they became teenagers and a little bit older, how well cramming 7 children in 1 bedroom would have played out. You could probably imagine. We don't always get along as we ought, even with those that we love and those that are close to us. And yet what we see in God's word is the blessing that we get as part of the family of God is a complete unity and love, unlike anything, even in the closest bonds in this world. It's one that God forms for us, a blessing from him. And today we'll consider that, how because Jesus lives, we find blessing in unity. That'll be our focus as we look at once more Psalm 133. It's pretty short, so I'll read it once again here. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion. For there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. Now, as you read this Psalm of David about the blessing of brothers, you might just take a step back and say, well, did David know this blessing? Because if you recall, he was the brother who was sent out to the fields while they all vied to be king. And David knew, as he understood the forefathers before him, how brothers get along. In fact, remember the first 2 brothers in Scripture? One, Cain, ended up killing his brother Abel out of jealousy. And we see throughout the pages of Scripture how the brothers on the Scriptures, even the ones who were believers, did not get along so well. Remember Jacob's sons? Yes, there were 12. I don't know if they all shared a tent together, but evidently, they had it out for one of the younger ones, Joseph, the second youngest, and they were jealous of him, and they hated him so much they threw him in a pit for dead and then sold him off for slavery. Such brothers. And, of course, you've heard of the struggle of their grandfathers, their father Jacob and Esau, and you know the struggle of people throughout the pages of Scripture, how brothers even can't get along. Even the disciples, called to be brothers in Christ, and they walked and worked with Jesus, argued with one another and fought over who was the greatest. This doesn't surprise us, though, does it? When the Scriptures record families and people not getting along, even those who know the blessing and promises of the Lord, You know how it is. The word here in the Hebrew in Psalm 133 says, how good and how pleasant it is when brothers live together. And not just live together in that there's a sake of order where you call a truce and you say, we're going to get along and we're not going to fight one another for the sake of just making things run smoothly. No, live together, and really this is a good translation, in unity. Or as we sang in the hymn, in unity and peace. Not a brotherhood where we are all suffering and languishing because the parents are forcing them to get along. Not the type of feeling you have in with your countrymen because the government forces you to get along, but rather the feeling of brotherhood that is good, that is pleasant, and that is automatic. How do we come across that? And how do we find that? What is good and pleasant only as it translates here, God's people, brothers in faith, live together. The description here, it says, that goodness is found as we live together. It's precious, like oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, on Aaron's beard, down the collar of his robe. And you might say to yourself, well, what is that poetry bringing out for me? Oil spilled all over me? But David was pointing back to the first of the high priest for the people of Israel, Aaron. And when he was anointed with that ceremony, can you imagine how the people of Israel gathered and rejoiced that God had given them a priesthood and that Aaron, the high priest, was going to step between them and God and intercede? And how Moses' brother, Aaron, brought the people together as they worshiped the Lord in his tabernacle. When God's people are together, it's like the celebration you have in worship when you say, we can approach God. And we have someone who can approach God on our behalf and gather us together. Or the other picture, maybe you can relate to this one a little bit more. That goodness that God promises is not a mere setting aside our differences. No, he says it's as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion. Still today, of course, you can see Mount Hermon north of the Sea of Galilee. Mount Hermon is prominent. It's over a mile from the land around it, rising in prominence. And it rises to nearly 10,000 feet, so that, like mountains in this same latitude that we live in here, it has snow much of the year. And you can picture as the people in the northern lands of Israel would travel north and see that prominent mountain snow-capped in the distance. And they would know that flowing down from the mountain were the fertile plains. It fed the Jordan River. It gave life to the area. That when clouds covered that mountain, they knew waters were going to come. The snow would melt. The spring of life would flow. What God is talking about through David here is the blessing that he intends for his people is like the life-giving waters that a thirsty land experiences when the streams begin to flow down the mountains. It's like the place where it's dry and parched and rough, but life springs up because God sends the showers. God causes the rains and the dew to form, and life is there. Picture the rejoicing that we have here in this same type of climate when the moisture comes and the springs flow, and there's life. That's what God intends for his people. And then the ultimate result, he says, there the Lord bestows his blessing. How is this ours? This brotherhood of not just family members, but brotherhood with those who are together in the Lord, brothers and sisters through faith. How do we enjoy such blessing? Well, we know that we have a priest, one who Aaron foreshadowed. He came down to this world, and our priest gave that prayer which we read early. He said, Father, may they be one, may they be united. And Jesus, who calls himself our brother, is the Holy Son of God. He lived in perfect unity with the Father and the Spirit as one, but he came down to share with us in brotherhood, taking on human flesh. Oh, but you know how he experienced the brotherhood of this world, how this world made him suffer greatly. This world took their brother Jesus, who became like them, a son of David, the fulfillment of this prophecy, our great high priest, and they took him and they sacrificed him out of jealousy and rage. But our priest, Jesus, became our brother to set us free from such sins. By his sacrifice, he was anointed with the Spirit, and he in his baptism was declared to be the one who would bring springs of living water. And Jesus, by that sacrifice, gave us the ability to become children of God and brothers and sisters in faith. And in light of what he has done, the waters of life flow over us. We are anointed by the Spirit, and in our baptism, we are those who are made into a royal priesthood. We have access to God. We have those God calls as shepherd mediators. We have those who God sends to bring the waters of life to flow. And it's like the dew of Hermon falling on Mount Zion when a brother or sister says, "What you did hurt me, but I forgive you." And how good and pleasant it is when brothers and sisters with totally different backgrounds and totally different lives, totally different ages and totally different positions in life can gather together and they can celebrate in God's house. And they can say to one another, "No matter what comes, I'm going to spend eternity with you." And the strife and the trials that come between you and others in God's house, think how inconsequential that is to what God has done. He's poured out that precious anointing and made you his own. He has given you the waters that spring up and give you eternal life in Christ. And Jesus, our living high priest, tells you, if you forgive anyone, they are forgiven. Give them the waters of life. Pour out my gospel. Join at my table in my house. And how good and pleasant it really is when God's people live together, work together, worship together, and they can say, "We are one." For there, not by us, but there, the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. Yes, Jacob's brothers fought, but in the end, one of their brothers forgave them, and they lived in the land in peace. Yes, the disciples argued about who was greater, and they fought even though they were brothers in Christ, but together they heard Jesus, their brother, say, "Peace be with you." And as brothers, they worked together in the gospel, even willing to die together for their faith. And throughout history, God's people have gathered as one, have worshiped as one. And despite all the differences that do come up, they knew what to do when troubles came, when divisions arose. You are forgiven. Let's reconcile. For God has reconciled us with himself. And so we say together, how good and pleasant it is when God's people, brothers and sisters, when you live together in peace, because Jesus lives, find blessing in unity. Amen.